back again.
We back,
Alternative Radio.
After a long break.
A long, long break, man. Albums have dropped.
Yes.
Songs have dropped.
Yes, so.
So we're back. I'm Morax and I'm with
Manny with an IE.
Manny with an IE, one and only. We've got a few albums we want to talk to you guys about today. Obviously, I have a feeling you guys already know at least one of the albums on this list. It's the album that everybody's been listening to. Dropped last week.
Right.
And it's not gonna be his last album, if you know what I mean.
Oluwaburna.
Dropped the best new one for us, Love Damini. Before I asked Manny about his opinion on it, I was invited to a listening party for the album. Actually, I thought it was just going to be a party to vibe, but it was actually a listening party which we recorded. So watch this space, you'll see me on there. So I was totally listening to the album. So I was totally listening to the album a couple of times. Normally I wouldn't have listened to Burna's album as many times as that, but obviously, you know, when you want to review something or critique something, you gotta give your honest opinion. So yeah, I already have my opinion. So before I say anything, I just wanted to put it out there that I've listened to the album probably maybe 7-8 times. So Manny,
coming sir,
to you first, tell us what you first felt when you listened to the album for the first time, because I know you've listened to it more than once, I'm sure.
I mean, I've listened like two times.
Okay,
but I didn't finish it. I have problems with this album, I'm not even gonna lie.
Okay, that's what we want to get into. That's why we're here.
I have problems with this album, because my first problem is,
before you start, for the people that don't know, it's a 19 track. On Spotify, it's 1 hour on the dots. On Apple Play, 1 hour 1 minute in it. So yeah, 19 songs. He has features from J Balvin, Ed Sheeran, Blast, Kalani, Popcorn, Victoni, J Hus, Lady Smith Black Mambazo. That must be from SA, South Africa. He's got Khalid on there as well. So yeah, this is Burna Boy's, I think, fourth album. No, it's not fourth. What am I saying?
Sixth.
It's like six, isn't it? It's like sixth album. And I think this one could have been the most personal-ish to some extent. But yeah, man, get into it before I start waffling.
Alright, yeah, so as I was about to say earlier, I mean, if you check this album, the first sentence you're gonna say is, it said, "I want you to feel like it's a roller coaster ride," and I feel it's really true. From all his albums that he has been doing, it feels like a roller coaster ride, because now we're at the bottom. This album is the bottom side of the roller coaster ride.
Wow. Controversial.
To me, that's how I feel.
Okay, I hear you.
Because first of all, 19 songs is too much. On, like, at this day and age, if you are doing 19 songs, you're actually different. They did some old school shit, because I don't think anybody has time for all of this songs. I feel this is so much songs that are going to go. A lot of songs are going to go to waste. Like, people will really not feel. And coming from African Giants.
Yeah. Oh, twice as
going
tall.
Going to twice as tall.
Yeah.
And we're now in Love Damini.
Love Damini, yeah.
I expected better. If I'm not going to lie to you, I expected
better. I hear what you're saying, though. Don't you feel those first two albums were for a reason? I want to win something, and this one is more on a personal level. Like, okay, I've gotten what I've wanted, now let me show you guys another side of me. Do you get what I'm saying?
I don't believe that. And why I'm saying that is because, like, at the end of the day, it's like, bro, when we're talking about the Grammy. I mean, felt as much of importance to him, but to we the listeners, maybe because me, I'm a day one fan. I don't really care about Burna winning a Grammy, because, like, I don't think about him winning a Grammy. I don't really care as much as him winning a Grammy. If he wins a Grammy, fine, cool. You know, that's it. But I feel like Burna is more of an artist. Like, this is an album we always look forward to, or this is an artist that we always look for a project every year. Like, bro, drop, give us something solid. So, like, if the goal is like, oh, you have to win a Grammy to give us something solid, I would say reach for that goal again. Cause to me, after I've listened to African Twice as Tall, was not as good as African. And we expected him to redeem himself. We loved that meaning. I remember the first night I heard his album, I was just skipping. But don't let me say too much. Maybe I still need to listen more and more again, because I feel so as well,
because what I got from the album, I think he's trying to push this Afro fusion thing to us. You get what I'm saying? So there are some songs on that album the UK gang will love. There's some songs on that album the US gang will love. And there's some songs on that album the Niger guys will love. You know what I'm saying? So I feel you packed a lot of different sounds with his original sounds on there. And it's basically saying that I can do all things. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
If you look at the features he has, most of the songs are suited for the featured artist. And it's Burna Boy just jumping on it. You know what I'm saying? Burna Boy is basically saying, okay, do your own thing, I'll go ride with you.
Right.
If you listen to let me start with the Popcorn song, that's a dancehall Jamu vibe. Jumped on it. That one with J Balvin, them Latinos go they feel them. You understand that kind of vibe? So I feel like this was like, even the Ed Sheeran song, it's like he told the artist that he's featuring that, bro, produce a song that you would normally sing in and I go vibe with you. That's what I go after many listens. I understand from the first listen, I was like, this was not what I expected though. But as I continued listening, I was like, okay, I get this guy's train of thought. I understand what he was trying to do. I think I understand even that different size. That different size, Vitoni could have done that alone. Tony could have done that alone, because I think it was with Tony that first had his own verse or hook, he recorded in the car, then Burna called him to the studio. I was like, well, let's do something with this, beat. Shout out to the producer though, that guy.
Don't let me lie to you, I don't think this album is for his day one fans. Like, this is
his day one fans may like it, but it's not for you guys.
It's not for us,
but we may like it. You understand that kind of thing?
And I want to say something. This is an album. Maybe, well, this is my own personal. I want to say that this album is going to fade off real quick. Okay. Even though, I mean, it's doing numbers now. It's doing crazy numbers. Number 1 to 20.
Because
1 to 16 is top 1 to 16 right now.
Yeah,
but
you know how we feel about those type of lists anyway.
I mean, we're even talking about the Apple one right now. It's number 1 to 15. Ashake is in between, 17 to 19. Then we have Ruga. Then you have the last song with Lady Smith on 21. So technically, he has the 1 to 20 spots. Only two people occupy.
Before we go on to Ruga, let me just ask you, what are your favorite songs on the album?
On this album?
Yeah.
I'll say, I think I liked Vanilla, and I think I liked It's Plenty, Busy Plenty. It's Plenty, yeah.
That's like an anthem, yeah.
It's Plenty. I like the beginning of, there was one that he started with this South African,
when he was telling his story about how he went to
jail. I like the beginning, when he changed the whole tempo, I was like, nah, this is trash.
Okay, so he start a lot of people had issues with that because it started with like a South African Lion King type of vibe.
Yeah.
It changed, that's Glory. Yeah, then it changed it. And it's like, guy, I thought you were taking us this way.
Do you understand? Like, you just took us under.
And then the next song was now Science, which was like a normal, like Afrobeat. Like, guy, I get what you mean. I get what you mean. I heard that. So you said Vanilla.
And it's plenty. Yeah.
Cool. Interesting. My favorite songs, I'll say Whiskey. I loved Whiskey. I loved the way the woman started speaking at the beginning. I was like, yeah, this is a funny one. And I would say It's Plenty Too is a vibe. It's a vibe. Common Person is a nice song. I had an issue with Wild Dreams. I didn't like the song. I felt, number one, a Nigerian artist could have done what Khalid did. Personally, maybe someone like World or someone. And yeah, the song just didn't seem like it should have been there. It didn't stick for me. But overall, I think, personally for me, it's a good album. I think it's like, it's more of like, it's not better than the others, but it's like a consistent level. Do you get what I mean? Like, I don't think he's dipped. I think he did what he wanted to do on this album.
But let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question and we move on.
Yeah.
My question is, if you artist,
yeah,
that went through this cycle, like this term, by giving us Outside, giving us African Giants, giving us what's the word, that one?
Twice
as Tall, then giving us this.
Yeah.
I think people will appreciate this album or they will bash it.
Another artist. That means anyone apart from Burner. They go bash up. Definitely. Exactly.
That's what I'm
definitely
saying.
They go bash up. Definitely. Because this is. I get what you mean. There's a sense of like, it's Burner Boy.
Right.
Alright. Let's leave it as that. Viewers, tell us what you think, innit? Moving on. Ruga dropped the Shena the Part 2 with Goyan.
Yeah.
Part 2 of his EP.
Whoop.
The second wave deluxe. He dropped
To be honest, before you even ask me anything, to be honest, when I heard he was dropping this the deluxe of this EP, I didn't expect it to you. I was like, Baba, don't do this. This is too fast. I think we said this in our last podcast, right?
Yeah, that's, you need an album now.
No, I don't think we, I think we said we needed a single or something. I don't really remember. But long story short, I didn't expect him that, okay, this second EP is going to be like this, if you ask me. This is a tough, it's, as of this year, I'll put it in my top five EP, because this year some crazy EPs.
Top five EPs, but it's not better than Ashake's Road, right?
Oh, eesh. I think the only reason why I would think this EP is better than Ashake's EP is better than Ruga's EP is Ashake's EP is short and fast, like, bro.
Chop.
You understand? It's very straight to the point, like. He made you like chop easily. You know, this one still has some. This one still
throwaways.
This one. No, he doesn't have no throwaways actually. Okay, he does have one throwaway.
He has a throwaway in there.
Which one is your throwaway? Which one do you think is the throwaway in this album? In this movie?
But because I don't like the song, that's why it's a throwaway for me. I know people like Dior. I don't like Dior.
Bro, let me tell you something. About that song, I was not the biggest fan of Dior at all. But let me tell you something. Go and watch the live performance he had in Australia, Sydney.
Yeah.
Where he was dancing with those girls. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just go and watch that song. Just go watch that live performance. You're going to like Dior. See, the beginning of that Dior, I don't even know, maybe it's the guitar. Yeah, it's the guitar, definitely. But those strings, my days. Oh my days. I was like, how come? Because to be honest, I don't think I've ever played Dior on my phone before. I just used to hear like people's Instagram on people, stories.
Yeah, TikTok. Yeah.
Bro, go and listen to that song. I don't even know how I can explain the beginning of those strings, because I don't want to ruin it, but oh my days, Dior is a song.
Guys, go jam on again.
Please.
So it was a seven track EP, no features. Overall, you say you like the EP, right?
Yeah, most definitely.
And you feel this was the right step for him to take, dropping a second EP?
Yeah, and I wish a lot of people listen to this EP, because a lot of people stuck to Girlfriend.
Yes, a lot of people did.
Wee and Useless. Useless, I think Useless is my favorite song on this EP. This EP deserves a whole lot of listening.
The only other issue I have with the EP when I listened to it was some of the song's beats were a bit similar. So sometimes I'll think it's the same song. Do you get what I mean? It's like it was continuation of the. That's the only issue. I won't say it's a bad thing, but it's just like, okay, at least I know this guy kept it consistent throughout. Like, this was the vibe he was going for. But yeah, I think he has a bright future ahead of him, I must say. Lay claim to his talent and his success, because I remember when he first came out, when he dropped that freestyle, I sent it to a particular group chat. The person knows who they are, and the person was like, this guy no feel blow. I said, what? I said, this guy no feel blow, no be this kind of thing we they do for Niger. I said, all right bro, just leave it here, you will see. So my prophecy has come to pass. Ruga is one of the fastest upcoming artists right now in Nigeria.
Most definitely.
So keep doing you, bro. Keep doing you, bro. Next on our list, we have Naira Marley.
Naira Marley.
The thing about this album, Naira didn't do any promotion for it. Naira just dropped it for us. He told us like a day before he's dropping an album on Thursday. It's just not Thursday, not even a Friday. Yeah. So he's one of those guys, he doesn't really too care. It's like, guys, we go vibe, go vibe. If you no go vibe, no go vibe. You understand? 14 songs. He has features from MHD, Jada Kingdom, Zinoleski, Maya Kun, Dinkwenza Chief, Mobad, Bosiswa. She's on there for us. With I Am Coming. Manny, what do you think about this album?
Bro, I've not heard it.
You've not heard it. Alright.
I've not heard it.
Let me do the honors.
Alright.
It's a very average album. There are some songs that stand out for me personally. I like the way he featured some artists that I was even surprised. I was surprised when I saw Jada Kingdom on it. In that No Panty song, I was like, damn, Jada Kingdom. All right, Joe. The standout songs, Undo, of course, and Coming. So I feel Naira just dropped us an average album. Like, not too good, not too bad, but I'm still in the industry. You understand?
Bro,
like,
bro, let me tell you.
I'm still in the industry.
That's it.
That's how I feel. It's like, yeah. I don't know what he wanted to do with it. He didn't give us any. You know the way Naira is now. He didn't give us any anticipation. He didn't give us any promo. He didn't give us any. Like, just drop the album on a Thursday. Like.
By the way, this is his first album.
This is his, not that in a way. It is. All the other ones are EPs. This is debut album. And this is how we did it. So, personally, I don't know.
To me, I think he came too late. I think the album came late.
You should have dropped it when Ma 4 was hot.
Yeah.
At that time.
Yeah.
But that EP they give us, I think it was just giving us bangers. It was giving us club bangers. Club bangers. I think that's the lane. Let me not say what I want to say. Let's move on. Let's
personally, what I feel about Naira Marley is like, bro, I think he feels he has boys out there that he doesn't necessarily need to do too much, because he has tough boys. One thing we need to understand about Naira Marley's record label is he has top boys in his record label. He has boys that that I feel like he has all sort of boys. He has Zinoleski, he has Mobad, he has Emo Green, and Emo Green is the type of artist that, like, bro, is totally different from the world regular Nirmalis.
You know that vibe entirely.
Different vibe. Like, this guy sings good, makes good songs, you know. So, like, I feel he feels he has guys and there's no need for him to do too much. Like, I mean, I think he feels like he's Olamide at this point, you know.
And, feels like he is. I mean, he did that push he did from like 2018, 2019. That was solid. That was a solid mega star.
It was 18, 19, 20.
That was solid. That's undeniable. Like, right. No one has shook the Niger industry like that before in such a short time.
Yeah, that came from that type of way. Like, bro, I think, you know, one thing I feel is, if we're ever going to speak about, if they're ever going to do like a documentary of Nigerian youths expressing themselves more, I feel Nirmali's name should be mentioned, because this guy,
he changed the game. No Belt Gang, come on, bro. He had a strong following.
I feel it made people become more like expressive about
more free
about themselves, you know. Big ups to Nirmali still, man.
Big ups to you, Naira. Next on our list, we've got Fowls the Bad Guy.
Fowzo.
He dropped an album called Bad. I mean, we and Fowls, we go way back, don't we, Manny? We go way back.
Hell yeah. I think that was how we even started talking, sir.
Yeah, we go way back. And you know, Fowls, that song.
And this was at the time where nobody knew Fowls.
Nobody knew Fowls. If you knew Fowls, that means you were like, you listened to music.
This was where Fowls just came back from like London.
Exactly. And he just came back from London just to show guys where I'm going.
When he just dropped Cool Party.
Exactly. With that. Cool Party was with that Omoba now. That girl as a princess, Sion.
Sion my ruler.
Wasn't she not on Cool Party? Or was it when you called that was on Cool Party?
Why do I always think it was Bisola that was on Cool Party?
Let me check that out now, because it's going to bug me.
You're right. It's Sion. It's Sion my ruler, actually.
It's Sion. That's the king or something.
I don't know about that one. The only thing I know is she fell off after fighting with Whiskey.
Man. Anyway. He dropped 12 songs. He has features from Buju, Boy Spice, Timaya, The Caveman, Tiwa Savage, Chike. Have you listened to the album?
I listened to a little bit. I listened to a song with Timaya and Boy Spice. And Boy Spice dropped a badass verse for that song. Like, I even thought it was Victoria that was singing. And I was like, what the fuck is this?
They have similar tones. Yeah,
they have similar tones. I was asking everybody said it doesn't sound like.
Nah, he has similar tones. I get what you're saying. The way they start it off, it's like high pitched. Fouls.
Okay. Yeah. The song with Chicken is a dope ass song.
Yeah,
the song with Caveman is also a dope ass song.
Yep.
But then again, I think the album was.
It doesn't blow your mind. It doesn't blow your mind.
Not at all.
That's a good song, but it's not like, oh, go listen to this album. No. As you said, listen to this song on the album.
Right.
And
right.
He tried something different, I feel.
It took the alter wave.
Exactly.
The alter wave.
Fowls said, I want to sing small and I want to show. Because Fowls himself is kind of morphing into an alter guy per se. The way his career is going, it's like he's doing different things. He's first started off.
Fowls was like
Yoruba at a point.
Let's be honest. Fowls was an alter. He was
one of the old school alter guys. The way the songs, the beats, go on.
You need to remember, Fowls used to follow Ajabota at the time.
Facts.
You understand what I'm saying? When Ajabota was doing the Lagos Secondary School tour, Fowls, when nobody knew who Fowls was backing up for Ajabota at the time. If you don't believe me, go check YouTube and check Ajabota's.
Go check.
Literally, yeah.
Funny, they give history lesson here.
Yeah. And I'm telling you now, because I remember knowing Fouls X like very early on. Then he dived out and it was like, it was the main boy, like even like Fouls became the main guy and he parted away from the whole hotel wave, became what we're going to call arguable the Afrobeat, because right now in the music industry they're having argument about what Afrobeat is. Nobody knows.
I know you've watched that documentary. We'll get onto that.
So arguably whatever kind of music they make in Nigeria, that the Nigerian artists don't even know what they are making.
Everything Afrobeat with an S.
Bro, that's what killed me. I'm like, nigga, I didn't know Afrobeat is an S and Afrobeat is different. Like, bro, but moving on to Fouls's like career, yes, we'll call him an all-rounder artist. He can think, he can talk, he can tell you stories.
He can act, he can act,
he can do everything. Yeah, but then again, it's not like he tried something different with this album. I appreciate it, but then, you know, everybody knows Fouls as this one way of rapping that I really do not really like that. Like
he's talking to you.
Yeah, that to me, I think that's so it's, and that's, I think that's what not make me enjoy this album or make me get interested in, oh, Fouls dropped an album and like care enough for it, you know. But aside from that, this is fifth studio album also.
Damn, that's true. Yeah. Fouls have done day in the game for some time now.
I mean, it deserves flowers.
10 years soon.
It does.
Cool. Moving on. We've got Brymal. I wasn't even expecting this. Is it Teta?
Teta. Teta.
As usual, no features. No features. 10 songs, straight to the point. How do you feel about this album, Manny?
Before I say how I feel about this album, because I personally just heard it yesterday night to this morning when I was out there. Before I say how I feel about this album, I want to ask you a question. Do you think Brymal is on the same stance with Asha?
He's getting there, but it's because he doesn't have that... he doesn't have that one album that stands out. That's what he's missing. With Asha, her debut album, that was the album that stood out. The one that had Fire on the Mountain.
Right.
Jayla, that stood out. So anything she did after that, people look onto that first album like, okay, she deserves respect. You understand that? With Brymal, he may be missing that one album. Most people will say he already has that album. Maybe they'll say it's Clitoris, or they'll say it's... was the one after Clitoris, Yellow. But I think he's still missing that one. I'm like, Omo, this guy. But I don't think he's on the level yet. He's not on the level yet. But if he continues to still stay with this Yoruba thing, he could. Because Asha, she veered off a bit, you know.
Right.
He veered off a bit from this Yoruba folk. She ain't a folk. What do you call it? Yeah, she veered off a bit. Even this guy too. He veered off a bit from me. Adekunle good. So I think Brymal is the only one really still doing this.
If we go to Adekunle Gold's problem, I'm not going to finish today, but let's just skip that. Let's just skip that part. I wonder what that nigga thinks he's doing, but continue.
Guy, no shit on his parade, dude.
Didn't he drop an album? He did now.
Yeah, he did. He spoke about it.
That's true. He dropped. But let's skip that.
Different, yeah.
For this Theta album, I would love everyone to listen to Market Square. That's a dope ass song. That's a song that gives, like, is like his bio says, is a study of humanity's struggle. Market Square gives you an insight to how Nigerians really think.
Okay.
The world way they feel. Entitled to things.
Yes, entitlement is very high.
Market Square is a perfect example. I love this. I enjoyed Theta is an album that I feel you can't hate it. Like even like if you're just busy doing your work and you're playing this album somewhere, you're just playing it in the house or you're in your car, you cannot just hate it because this is somebody telling you something you can relate to. You know, it's telling you something you've seen, and maybe you don't have a perfect example or perfect way to put things. When people ask you about how Nigeria really is, this guy is telling you for free. Like, he's giving you people
unbiased
story of how Nigeria really is. You know this, you know, in the Market Square song, he said something. I was driving this morning when I caught that particular line. He said, to hold the person down, Yusuf, you have to stay down to make sure
that is down.
That so is down. So you yourself, you're never having no progress in your life.
Alone.
Do you understand? And the guy said something. He said, even a warder of a prison, himself not prisoner too.
Yes.
Like, these are the things I'm saying. Alone. Like, bro.
Because this is what you about prison.
He said one more thing that got me crazy. It was like, for you to take somebody else's job, you have to walk there too.
Yo.
You know what I'm saying? So it goes back to what I'm saying. This guy just like explains the whole mindset of Nigerians. And I feel everyone needs to listen to this album. And you know, you're gonna enjoy it. It's an album. It's not a miss, though. To me, you're not gonna get the hit song from the album, but you're gonna enjoy every aspect of it.
You're gonna enjoy the album, and I think as an artist, that's what Brightmore cares about the most. Make guys enjoy his album. And speaking on his performances, Brightmore's one of, we don't really talk about it, but Brightmore's one of the better performers in Nigeria as an artist. I mean. He's up there with them burners.
But no, the thing with Brymo is he has the music to help his performance.
Exactly.
Like, bro, Brymo can just be standing next to the microphone and be touched. Do you understand? You will be touched because his music is that good. This is a musician. Like, he's just not an artist. He's not just a songwriter. He's a musician. Like, bro, I mean, if Nigerian music was appreciated because of its lyrical content, Brymo should be one of the
forerunners. Right. All right, lovely stuff. That's Brymo, Teta, staying on the Yoruba folk music ish. Someone that also did that earlier in her career was Simi. She used to go with those Yoruba melodies, and similar to Adekunle Gold, maybe that's why the husband and wife now. Anyway, similar to that, she dropped an album for us, TBH. To be honest, only one feature, which is our husband Adekunle Gold.
No, two features actually, because DJ is there.
Okay, DJ is there. My bad, DJ is there.
Three features. Faith is there also.
Okay, shout out to Faith.
11 songs.
Have you listened to the album?
I didn't know the album jumped until we're about to do this podcast.
Simi, your PR team needs to do better. Manny should have known your album dropped.
I know, right?
Well, I've listened to a few songs. Simi is a very good songwriter, I must say.
Yeah, I'm producer also.
Yeah, I'm producer. I must say, this is a very interesting album. I haven't listened to any of her albums prior to this. I think the last album I listened to was maybe her first one that was back in maybe 2014, 2015. So she's not an artist I would generally go to and listen to. But if I see online and I see people are raving about it, or there's some songs I'll listen to it. So I listened to this and I said, yeah, you know what? This is an all right album. Personally, for me, I don't think the replay value is there, but there is, I'll say, one song I could go back to. For me, maybe Born Again. I'll go back to Born Again, but nice. Overall, the album is all right. For me, in my opinion, it's all right. I know other people have different opinion, especially one of our boys. They see me an addict, I'll be fanatic, we go call him. But yeah, moving on. Mologo dropped an EP for us.
Mologo, Euphonic.
He dropped an EP for us. Name of the EP is Euphonic. It says album, I'm not sure. I don't think
it's an
album.
EP.
It has 5 songs. It must be an EP, yeah. Euphonic, 5 songs. Quick, straight to the point. I was surprised Chinkwekun was on there. I said, wow.
Well, that's the first song again.
That's the first song, Soft Life. So you guys check that out.
I have a question about Mologo.
Go on.
Is Mologo a UK artist or a Nigerian?
Mologo came from Nigeria to UK. In UK, he was doing Afro beats, like Afro swing. He now started linking up with Nigerian people in Nigeria, Nigerian artists in Nigeria. So then he started going and vibing with that Nigeria type of vibe. You get what I'm saying? So now I think he's doing more Nigerian based songs. You get what I'm saying? He's not that much into the UK scene, because there was a time he moved to Nigeria for like a year just to record some. It's basically like Naira Marley's story. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
People knew him in the UK, then he moved to Nigeria so they can, you get what I'm saying? So they'll know more. Right. Especially when he hopped on one of SDC's albums, and people, that's when people really got to know him in Nigeria. Okay, there's this guy Mologo. So I think he's in between. I think he still goes back and forth. In terms of Naira, Naira doesn't go back and forth. Naira is solely Nigerian. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
As an artist, but I think Mologo is still diving in and out. I think so, especially with the way his features have been going recently. Because let me give you, for example, back in 2016 or 17, Mologo was featuring on people's songs, like, you know, Mustak.
Yeah. I remember even on Notes.
Yeah, exactly. But now you're seeing stuff like Chinkwekun, you get what I'm saying? More Nigerian based artists. So I think he's still going back and forth, still trying to find which exact industry he wants to go into. But we'll see. So Mologo dropped that for us. Then Dice Ellis.
Dice. Is it Dice Ellis or Dice House?
Come on. Now Dice, you go ask.
It's Owl now. Like,
so it's Owls.
Like Owl. Owl 1, Owl 2, but he has S to Dice Owl.
Dice
Owls.
Dropped
an EP.
EP for us. Ladies First. 6 songs. Features from Tiwa Savage. Got a feature from Tiwa Savage and KDK. I hope that's how I pronounced it well. KDK. How did you find it,
man? I've not heard it.
You've not heard it? Okay, you guys go and listen to it. I haven't listened to it as well.
Dice is a good artist, actually. Nigerians need to give this boy a chance, man.
Nigerians giving people a chance. God, now God will help them. Like, it's hard being an artist in Nigeria if you don't have that popularity, attraction. Like, hopefully people listen to this album. Moving on, we've got Young Girl dropped
up on deck. Mr. Mali, man. Mr. Mali on deck.
The thing about Young L, personally, I feel this guy was at a point where he could have really blown up, but then he just didn't make the right moves. I don't know if it's with his record label or something, but there was a time Young L was at the cusp of it.
I mean, if I'm not wrong, you know, there was a time they were really big time with Ice Prince.
Yes,
and I think
with this guy, he was in Link's record label. He was in Link's record label at that point in time.
Whose record label?
Link's.
No, he wasn't in Link's record label.
Them Syndicate boys.
He wasn't there. Okay, he was rolling with
few songs with them, Sha.
He was rolling with India and Chopsticks at the
Chopsticks,
time.
Chopsticks, yeah.
It was running with India, Chopsticks, and Ice Prince at the times. You know, that's when they sang, "When I go to Rita, when I go to Rita, when I go to Rita." She had
blown up now with those with the kind of records he's been producing, man.
Yeah, Chopsticks is blowing up.
So
he has, like you said, he had the time to blow up. Also, I agree when he dropped the
one that Whiskey dropped on the remix. Eve Bounce.
Was he SOS?
Oh, SOS, bro, you're even talking about SOS days. After SOS, he had a chance. SOS was a banger. That was like, yo, that was like the song that in the clubs guys were jamming. Like,
yes,
who's this guy? Who's this young girl? Then he now got featured, as you said, on Ice Cream's album with that song with Olamide.
You're talking about
Give Me This One, give me
this guy. Yeah.
Then I was like, damn, this guy, then Raytown, bro. Then along the lines, I don't know what happened. Young girl, if you're listening, we still have fans.
It does. Give Me That. That's the name of the song you're just singing.
Give Me That. That's the name of the song. Give Me That. But he dropped an album called CLRS EP. 5 songs. Some features on there. Mr. Vegas and Aubrey Quana. You guys go check it out. Moving on. Fiocchi
on the Key.
He has now joined... Well, I say no, he hasn't joined producers that are now artists, because he didn't sing on this album. He produced everything on this album, but this is his first album as a producer. He's got a whole lot of features.
Bro, a whole lot of features.
T-Classic, bro. T-Classic. No, be that IB boy, be that.
I didn't know it was from IB, but I know the guy.
I think I'm mixing it up, but there's a T something back in the day, but T-Classic is on there.
It's not that one.
You know the one I'm talking about, though?
Yeah.
You got Mastercraft on there, you got Bella Smurda, Yemi Alade, Gaiki, Chike, Kelvin Boy, Gucci, Rick Hassani,
Claire. The way you're spoiling people's names is Jackie, though.
Okay, sorry Jackie. The thing is, with some of these artists, I've never heard their name actually been said. I just jammed their songs. I've never actually heard. You guys need to do more interviews, I beg. You guys need to do more interviews. We got Peruzzi on there, The Caveman.
Yeah, go back to spoil your neck. Where did you
skip? That's why I skipped it.
Yes, Omo Ogilogbo.
I said, bro, I know they say that.
It's a good job, so me.
I said, yeah, yo, forgive me, oh man, don't spoil your name. But you knew you
got Omo Ogilogbo. Those are guys now.
Oxlade, D Black, Vector, Nosa, and a host of others. 14 songs. Damn, this dropped the beginning of the year. Shit.
Damn, this was January 14th, actually, bro.
We just trying about it now.
That means it flopped, my guy.
Feel okay.
It's Feel Key.
Feel Key. Go back to the drawing board, my guy. You still have time. Moving on. We got Manny's boy, Kaid. That was on purpose. We got Kaid, dropped an EP for us. 6 songs, Diversity. It's one of those EPs where all the songs are in capitals, you understand? So it's Altair Boy through and through. Anytime I see an EP or album, everything in capitals, I just say, yeah. I know the kind of vibe you want to go with. Manny, what was your favorite song on this album, man? How did you feel?
I've never heard the album.
You've not heard the album yet? Okay.
We're speaking about Kaid, right?
Yeah.
I've never heard it.
Okay. You guys.
It's an EP, yo.
It says EP on there.
Yeah, the verse.
Yeah, EP. Yeah. You guys go check it out. You know how it is. Now I'm gonna link these two together. AQ dropped an album, right?
Right.
He dropped an album before his record label dropped. His record label guys dropped Behold the Lamb. So AQ's album is called Manny, what's AQ's album called? Because are you sure he dropped an album this year?
Yes, no.
Name being.
Oh, it's not, bro. He didn't drop
it. It's not. It's oh my. That dropped.
It didn't drop. The album we thought it dropped. It dropped in 2020.
Is that Golden?
No, God's Engineering.
All right, okay, guys, you make mistakes on human beings. So. the Chocolate City Gang dropped "Behold the Lamb." That's an album, 10 songs. Black Bones, MI, Abaga, and AQ. They had a few features on there. Oxlade, Psycho P, Loose Cannon, Chike. Chike is on everybody's album. Damn. He's putting in work. He's putting in work. Chike is securing the bag.
I'll tell you.
Calligraph Jones, all the way from Kenya. Kojo Q. What was your favorite song on the album, Manny? If you listen to it. No, listen to it.
I've not heard it.
No, I did, yeah. Man, you've got a lot of homework to do. I listened to the album once too. These guys were dropping bars. You know how they do now.
Just bars on bars.
I feel this was good for Black Bones to have fun on, because he's he won't say he is, but Black Bones is a social media influencer in a way. That's where he gains most of his attraction for. And he's not a bad rapper, so he did well on this album, I must say. He did well on his album. I don't think anybody really shone through, like, oh, you know, like the way SDC albums, you say, oh, Ghost pulled through in this album, or you get what I'm saying? In this one, I don't think anybody really was like, yo, this was the guy that carried the whole album. I think they all did their thing separately, individually. So you guys go listen to Behold the Lamb. Now, moving off of albums now. Actually, before we move off of albums, Omale is dropping an album next
week.
Whenever you listen to this, I think the album should have dropped by then, actually.
we'll try my best to do the
But the album will have dropped. Before you say your thoughts on it, Manny, personally, I think it's a bold move dropping a week after Burner Boy.
Oh yeah, it was definitely good.
Very bold, but I feel with the PH connection and him also stating, quote unquote, that Burna Boy is on his album.
I thought he said he was going to remove Burna Boy.
Bro, who? Why? He said that, but do you think he would logically, why would you remove Burna Boy? Based on what?
I mean, bro, let's be honest. PH,
big brother, you don't do such. Why?
Let's be honest. What Burna Boy allegedly
did, yes, understood. But
if it was in any other country, his album is never going to come out. Right,
allegedly, now. That's the things. Alleged. I understand. Maybe he doesn't want the bad press, but bad publicity is still publicity. At the end of the day, and Omale needs to understand that someone like Burna Boy being on your album could take you to places where you didn't think your album was gonna go. Personally, from the business side, but if morally you don't want Burna Boy on your album, you do you. So we'll see. He told us the album was coming out on the 24th of June at the time, but I think he changed it. What are you expecting from him from this album,
from Omale?
Yeah, what are you expecting from him after his last two EPs? What are you expecting from his first album?
I mean, nothing but vibes, man. Nothing but pure vibes, man. Omale gives us nothing but vibes. So most definitely vibes is going to definitely come out from this.
Hopefully he gives us the vibes. Because I spoke to one of my PH friends and he was like, oh, the singles Omale has dropped, he's praying that his album doesn't sound similar to it, or there's a similar vibe to the
song. I don't know the prayer that he's praying, because
he didn't like the singles he dropped. I think Woman. Is it Woman?
That's a dope ass song though.
He said he doesn't want the album to have that type of
tempo.
That's not what he wants as a first album for Mali. And I was like, yeah, we'll see.
But that's Omale's tempo now.
We'll see. I think he wants something different, innit? But
I don't think Omale is gonna give you anything different.
Omale, surprise us, innit? Surprise us. Lastly, we're gonna finish. Actually, not lastly. Second to lastly. Fireboy and Ashake are also dropping a song this Friday.
Everybody, ideal music. Boy said, if you know peace, don't drop on the day of my Ashake and Omale.
May. All I know is that Ashake is a resident in that top 10. He's a resident. You don't build house there.
Are you saying top 10? Top 3.
Top 3 even. He's on build house there. So if he's coming with fire, with Fireboy, see what I do.
Just know that's going to be a number one song. And I'm by Friday, we'll see the leaves changing. But all Bonaboy songs are going to disappear.
That's what you think? You think so?
I know so.
Bonaboy get fans.
I know so. Let's
see. Because I feel Ashake has hacked the game. He has hacked it. He has hacked the game. So those two coming together to give us fire.
Ashake is the only artist in Nigeria that is giving us joy right now.
Facts. In the club, in the studio, at weddings, anywhere.
Yeah, because Daniel's Buga.
Yes, Buga. Buga is... Because Daniel, I don't know how he does it with these songs.
I was telling somebody something here. About the Buga song,
yeah,
in relation with Olamide. When everybody used to argue and be like, oh, Olamide is not on any list, he's not going international, blase. Buga is a perfect example for Olamide, because people need to understand something. If you go and check the list right now, Buga is never in the top 20
at all,
and it's Buga is like,
he's the hottest, he's one of the hottest songs in Nigeria.
That's telling you that the demographic of people that are listening to Buga right now do not have,
it's not us, it's not the youth like this, it's our they parents.
They don't have the tools.
That's why we said
for
that.
Them to be counted.
Thank you.
But there are stats to be added. So it takes, why I'm saying this is because it takes us back to when Olamide, Davido, Wiz, Burna, and when Olamide is not mentioned, it's because the demographic of Olamide's fans don't have the tools for their stats to be, for them to be counted as stats. Do you understand what I'm saying? Okay. So this is a very eye opener for everybody. Buga is the number one song in Nigeria.
Everywhere, Neil, Buga is being played. You can't open any social media app, scroll for 30 seconds, you hear Buga.
You understand? So it's like, when we need to appreciate Olamide more, and you know, other artists that their stats are not counted, because Nigeria, at the end of the day, only 51% of Nigerians are using they have access to what's it called?
Internet.
The internet.
That's wild on it. So
we are more than 360 million.
Yeah, where there's a whole bunch of us.
So imagine 180 million people left. 180 million. That's the number of so many countries, so many people in the country that don't have access to internet, and it's not as if they don't listen to music.
Mm.
They listen to the music, but their stats are not recorded. So Nigeria,
exactly.
Nigeria's stats is fucked.
It's not accurate.
It's not accurate enough.
It's not accurate. Well, we've already told you guys this. We've already told you guys this. But shout out to Olamide, shout out to Buga, shout out to Tekno for producing the song.
Tekno did not have anything to say, but I had to jump on that song. Just like,
our producer.
If Nazu repeats what you talk, I'll go talk
about it. You go put on, you go dance more, you go show you tattoo. That's it, Nazu. Nazu, lastly, on our show, you know how we do things. We're going to give you 3 artists you should watch out for, you should try and listen to. Manny, do you want to start?
Yeah, I'll go first.
Yeah, you go first.
3 artists I'm listening to right now. You put me on J-Songs and Air Max called Noisy Neighbors. Lovely song.
Vibes.
Rosa by Kola The Rider. Dope ass song. My boy Sweezy. That guy's good, you know. Then, 2 guys I'm going to talk about. We said 3, but I just need to put these 2 people. They have they have similar names also. 99? And there's 90 and there's 99.
just to make yourself clear, you said there's 90 and there's 99.
Yes, there's 99. They're two different artists.
All right.
They are good artists. Good fucking artists. Shout out to them.
Go listen to them, guys. Go run them up. The guys I have for you guys is Kid Alpha. J-Do-P.
J-Do-P?
Is it J-Do-P? Is it
producer? Everybody knows J-Do-P now. Are you joking?
Is it J-Do-P?
The one with the
lamb. Everybody knows him. Because from what I've seen, they say they know him, but Baba's streams and all, you get what I'm saying? They don't know him. He's not out there as much as he should be. And that's why I'm saying his name, so that people will get what I'm saying.
Right.
Lastly, people may know, did I say Tia? Tia. Yeah, Tia.
Thai?
It cannot be Thai. T-I-E. It cannot be Thai. T-I-E.
T-I-E what?
T-I-A.
Oh, Tia. Oh, I thought you said
Tia. Tia has a song, Make It Right.
Okay.
So you guys go roll on that. Go listen to that. Any parting words for listeners? After such a long time.
We need you guys to tune back because I got so many messages and people are saying, you guys drop an episode. You know, we have core fans. And you know, one thing I like about this podcast is all our listeners right now are core fans. They are like
people
that really enjoy and they listen. Same set of people that really enjoy and they come, you know, I put our stats, our demographic, I post it on Instagram sometimes, bro. We have all the main countries unlocked right now, except Nigeria, Seth. Do you understand? It's crazy.
It shows you a lot.
It's crazy that we're Nigerians. We speak about Nigerian music, but our demography in Nigeria, our listeners in Nigeria is like one of the lowest, you know? So that's crazy. Well, shout out to our fans out there, you know, in the diasporas.
Facts. Shout out to you guys. Thank you for listening.